Welcome back to another episode of DJU. This week, Jesus is back for another session of random conversation topics. And this time, we have our friend Devon joining us. Again, like the last time, we went on for a good while, and I've decided, again, to break this episode up into smaller, more digestible chunks. In this part, we get into how bad a place Hollywood is, not only for the people working on the movie sets, but everyone in general. We also get into the conspiracies surrounding Mel Gibson's newest film, The Sound of Freedom, and end it with a more lighthearted story about how Jesus nearly blew up a restaurant bathroom. You're not going to want to miss out on this, so sit back, relax, grab yourself a tasty snack, and let's get into it. Roll the intro.
But it's like these skateboarders. Fracture. That's what it was called. Fracture. It would be like a terrible. It's basically like a show about skateboarders having their worst accidents. Like they actually show like their bones breaking or missing limb. Like it was intense for what it was.
Oh god.
It was really intense. This was back when early 2000s when MTV was still MTV before they became what they are now.
They don't even exist right now, do they?
I think.
Or is it just reality TV now?
It's literally just reality TV. That's how Nick Cannon is making all his money. All they do is play Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out, playing every
don't
night.
Don't he got like six baby mamas?
Nine.
Yeah, nine baby mamas? Like,
he got more than that.
Bro. His pullout game weak as hell.
He ain't trying to pull out.
Yeah.
Apparently after...
He's got all this child support money the fuck.
Apparently after six kids, you don't have to pay child support.
So that's what he aimed for.
That's crazy.
But is there like a loophole saying that they at least have to be from the same woman?
No.
Wow.
Because technically speaking, in old folklore, the man he can have up to six wives or as many wives as he wants. So. Yes. Thank you.
Huh. It's pretty fucking insane. So have y'all heard all this conspiracy around the Sound of Freedom movie?
No, what's going on with that?
Do you know the Sound of Freedom movie, though?
Is that the Bob Marley movie?
That's the Mel Gibson movie. Not him starring in it, but him directing it, talking about child trafficking. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of conspiracy around it saying that Hollywood wants to take it down, right? Because if you look up videos anywhere, like YouTube, TikTok, anywhere that they're posting this shit, anytime someone goes to watch it, there seems to be a lot of stuff happening to try and make them not go watch it. So people have complained about they'll be watching the movie, but the theater purposely does not turn off the lights. Like, the lights are on the whole time. They won't turn on the AC, so it gets hot as fuck. Somewhat, the fire alarm on one showing just went off without anyone pulling it. And they tried to get people to, you know, exit the building while they were watching it. No one left. There was one of the workers there tried to tell them that not to watch it or, like, there won't be a showing anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's just a whole bunch of stuff around it.
Damn, that's crazy.
It is, which, like, that alone is making me want to watch it. And I plan on watching it because a lot of theaters that people are saying this is happening at is AMC. So, like, there was one person that tried to get a ticket, and they kept telling her that it was sold out. She manages to go into the theater only to see that it's empty.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, it says, like, oh, there's no more tickets, but no one even, like, there's no one in the fucking theater. And, Mel Gibson is under a lot of heat from, like, Hollywood. And...
Shit, most Hollywood people is, man.
Well, but what I found out also is that he had this movie ready since 2018. Now, someone can fact check me on that, but he had it ready since 2018, and the studio that was going to distribute it was Fox Studios. But then they got bought up by Disney. And then Disney saw this project and said no, and just dropped it. So then he went around trying to ask like Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, any other distribution studio to see who would want to, like, you know, put it out for him. No one wanted a part of it. Until a small studio that's been active for like 2-3 years now called Angel Studio decided, you know what, we'll distribute it for you. So that's how it got out. And the interesting part is, if this movie's about child trafficking, and I, from what I hear specifically in Hollywood, it's kind of makes sense that big companies don't want this movie out there exposing shit. But why Angel Studios decided to do it was because they are a very Christian company. So they really would want the truth out there. So there's a whole bunch of shit around this. It's very juicy, and I plan on watching it sometime soon, and I'm gonna let the people know if I experience anything too. Like, oh dude, AC not working, if that's alright. Like, I don't fucking care, I'll sweat it out.
Fire. I know, I'll sweat it out. I wanna watch it too now.
Right?
I'm interested.
Like, if not just, I don't even think I've seen a trailer, but if there is a trailer, people are interested in watching it, not even because of a trailer, but because of all the conspiracy going around it. Like, why is Hollywood really trying to make sure this movie doesn't see the light of day?
Because because if you notice with Hollywood, most Hollywood actors always have something to do with, like, child pornography or some shit like that.
You're not
like,
wrong. Not
like,
wrong.
Like, directors, producers, even, like, some big actors. They all, most of them, if not all, have done that.
Dude, prime example, Dan Schneider.
Perfect example.
Perfect fucking example. Fucking Dan Schneider. Really just... Oh, God. I don't...
It's crazy, man.
Dude, always being creepy. Like, the cast of Victorious, right? The girls were talking about how they had, like, a secret code word that whenever they felt uncomfortable around Dan Schneider, who was always around...
Always.
They would have a code word that would help... Would signal for the guys, all the male cast members, to go with them. You know, like, huddle around them. Mm-hmm. Make sure... And you always know, they said Dan Schneider has like a foot fetish. In any project he's done, there's a woman doing something with her feet, mm-hmm. at least. Yes. Or even not, maybe not even just the women, because in Victorious, you guys have seen it, right?
Yeah.
Their teacher was always barefoot.
Yeah,
he was. So, dude, yeah. God. Anyway, but like how you were saying, the actors, Mark Wahlberg is actually supporting Mel Gibson in this movie. So, and he's actually going to move out of Hollywood.
Yeah,
to live somewhere else.
Hollywood is bad. Like, it's crazy how bad Hollywood is. Because I tell people, like, depending on how much money you have, depending on how or what world you go in. Because Hollywood, everybody got all that money. Everybody knows everybody.
Hollywood is a place that if you have money, you have an easy life.
Yes, but it comes at a cost, though.
Your soul.
And yes, it does. It comes at a cost with their souls. Like, it's some crazy shit in Hollywood, man.
Dude, you need to try one of those slices.
Oh, yeah. You want to try one a slice?
I'll try one in a bit. I still got mint.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That'll be a terrible taste.
You gave me a mint.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, all I heard was like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to mint.
Yeah, I learned Chinese. Thank you.
Oh, you so high that you understand Chinese.
Hell yeah. Y'all hear about how people in Japan have tutors to teach them how to smile again?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Damn. What is that?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
They need to learn how to smile. Because the majority of them wear masks all the time, so the only reason they ever felt a need to smile is to make, like, a good first impression type of thing. But since everyone wore masks...
And they still do.
They never see a reason to actually smile, you know? You have to use your words. So apparently, they started giving classes for people to learn how to smile again. Now, by the time this recording comes out, it's probably going to be old news, but it's still going to be happening. Imagine not smiling for so long, you need to relearn.
That's crazy.
Which is something that should come normally, right? It's like, as babies, you know, we find something funny, we're going to smile. We're going to laugh. I don't know, I just thought that shit was crazy.
That is crazy, like, damn.
Ugh, fuck.
Oh, look at what we got. We got popcorn.
Popped corn?
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Artichoke.
Oh, okie dokie.
Artichoke.
No.
No? No artichoke?
No, actually, no,
I like artichokes.
What the hell's an artichoke?
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of Brussels sprouts.
Never mind. What? I thought you'd be thinking of anchovies.
No.
Dude, what anchovies is so good.
You like anchovies?
Yes, I love anchovies.
Oh, my God. Dude, the other day he was talking about getting anchovies on pizza, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
Nah. Hey, yo, you know what? You know what we're going to do right now?
Oh, my goodness.
We are going to go through my hot takes.
Oh,
that list I was telling you about. Because one.
Your ginormous list.
Yes, slice. Because one.
Who?
I want another slice.
Hold on, let me pull up my list first, you dick. Like, two reasons. One, I just realized that for, like, those first 20, 30 minutes of us talking, I didn't even hit the record one.
Oh, my.
My dumb ass is just holding this recorder, and I'm like, why isn't the number going up?
I cannot believe
you. But here's the thing.
And we're the high ones.
It's just randomness, man. It's because with the other recorder, you hit the record button, and it starts. This one, I forget that you hit it once so you can start, like, sound checking, and then you have to hit it again for it to start recording.
But it's pretty fun, cool.
Right? But it's fine because...
I wonder what he got.
Because we're... As soon as I realized it, I started a little bit before we got into the serious topic of Mel Gibson's Sound of Freedom. How the fuck you open this box? But now the majority of this episode is going to be with our hot takes, which is fine.
Excelente.
What the hell? Is this still a full... Oh, I was about to say, is this still a full pizza? No, I'm not going to... Hold on.
Chicago style.
There you go. Coming over. There you go.
I'm gonna save my two pieces for later.
I need to get to the middle because goddamn my knees were hurting. Anyway, okay.
Can I get some
your boneless?
You can't get
towels?
Shit. What?
Some paper towel.
Here you go. Why are you holding it? Can I get some paper towels? What is this? Mushroom, onion, fresh garlic, pineapple, and spit. Pineapple.
Yes, bro.
Who is the menace?
Actually, we both agreed on it.
You know what? I'm not even gonna lie. If I'm ordering the pizza, I'm not getting pineapple. But if someone offers me pizza and there's pineapple, I'm not going to make a whole deal about it.
Well, there's pineapple on it.
Well, I'm not going to make a whole deal about it. Hold on. All right. So.
Oh, no.
You know what? So here's what I'll say, right? Does anyone have a random number generator?
What the fuck?
Because I'm thinking since I have I have 122 different hot takes that I've typed down here, right?
I do not have a number generator.
So I was going to say if someone has a number generator... We could just go through these randomly. But could there be like an online random generator? What the fuck? Damn!
You got all that to clean up too over there.
You ain't wrong. Devon, look for an online random number generator.
On my phone?
Nah, in your mind.
out of how many numbers?
122. Yeah, 122. That's just you picking a random number. You know what? I'll actually let you guys be the ones. All right, Devon, give me a number for our first hot take.
67.
Okay, Jesus gave me one. 67. It goes, New York is better than L.A. Now, from my knowledge, none of us have been to either state, have we?
No. But.
From what we hear.
But I do know New York is more dangerous than L.A.
Okay. But, so in terms of being better, New York is no-no?
Yeah. Hell no.
I don't know. Like, a couple of people that I know that's been there, they said that it was, like, super dirty.
New York?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the city.
Yeah, but it's Chicago is never that dirty.
It's the most expensive city in the United States.
Depending downtown in Chicago, how dirty it can be. Because you go 20, 25 minutes into the city, not even up near Evanston and all that, it's pretty dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dirty. This is why I always say that I always prefer... If I'm able to live more that country life, you know, I don't really like the city. I don't hate it. I just don't like the everyone's in a fucking rush type of vibe, you know? You try driving down the city and you get low-key anxiety because everyone's... So the light turns green for 0.1 second and all of a sudden you get beeped at. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you should have drove while the light was red and while other cars were coming. You would have made it. Like, no, fuck off.
You made it in pieces.
The turns are sharp as hell. The bridges and roads are disgusting. Everyone's stopping and slowing down every 2.5 seconds.
People don't know how to drive.
They fucking don't. So, New York better than L.A. I mean, there's more movies with people based in L.A., so it can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like majority of the movies we see today.
Mm-hmm. New York's more Christmas vibe, ain't it? Doesn't it get cold down there?
Yeah, it gets very cold.
Home Alone, Lost in New York, man.
Yeah, see, love Home Alone.
Battle of L.A. I mean, New York. Yeah. I mean, New York had a. Wait, where's the Statue of Liberty? Is that New York?
Yeah,
New Jersey, technically, I think.
Is it? I was gonna say because they had the day after tomorrow, which is bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, all right. So that's our first one. Devon, give me another random number. 67 is out.
81.
81's hot take is venues should stop playing Michael Jackson. That's a big no.
Oh, hell no.
Why would you ever decide to stop playing Michael?
He's iconic. Because he has a lot of bad mojo when it comes to his name. People are on that shit about him being a child predator and all that shit.
People are still on that. Like, I get there's a lot of things that people are still talking about OJ up until this day, right?
For real.
Oh, but he actually did that.
Yeah, he actually
I know, but I'm talking about how people just, you know, even after they prove something, they still decide, like, bro, you remember this shit? And there's still no hard evidence that Michael actually did anything.
Yeah.
Two of the prime suspects, or not suspects, but the prime victims, supposedly. Two of the prime victims, supposedly. First, they come out saying, like, oh, no, he didn't do nothing. Then the next time they get talked to, they mention that, yeah, he did something. And then the next time they get talked to, they say, like, no, I was lying. So it's like, I'm pretty sure they just tried to get money off of him.
Yeah, because he's literally the king of pop.
Still is. No one's taking it away from him.
His Michael Jackson's name is so expensive. Like, us saying his name is powerful.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, you can play any Michael Jackson song and everybody will start dancing.
Where did he grow up again? Indiana?
Indiana, Gary.
Oh, okay, yeah. You go past Gary, like, the exit for Gary, right? And there's still a sign that says home of the Jacksons.
It's crazy.
Like, he still has influence. People...
Have you passed by it?
Yeah. All the time by work. Wow. Not his house, but I see the sign. So, because it's on the highway.
Dude, they turned his house into a museum.
Yep, I've heard people feel like his presence while they're there, you know. In the shadow of the night, you just hear a little hee-hee. And then you see someone moonwalk. Shamon! Even though it's Michael, if he says Shamon, you do not Shamon. You moonwalk away.
Exactly.
Ah, God. All right, so yeah. Any venue that actually thinks about, you know what, I think that's enough Michael Jackson. It's never enough Michael.
It's never
enough. You even use AI Michael. I don't fucking care.
No, AI Michael, like, sounds weird to me.
Does he? Maybe it depends on the AI one you heard. Because I heard an AI Michael Jackson scary. Cover.
Oh. It's scary. Like, it shouldn't be, like, played.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard an AI version of Michael Jackson sing Peaches, and that shit rocked my world, bro. All right, so we have, what did we say? We have 67 down, we got 81 down. Jesus, your turn. Give me a random number.
39.
39? Mm-hmm. 39 is our phones shouldn't be allowed to listen to us. Now, do you guys actually believe in that, first of all?
That the government is hacking our cell phones every time
to listen
call
to your conversations?
Yeah, I hate that.
Or even just listening, like, even with your phone off right now, it's listening to you.
Yeah, it's always on.
You think they should stop?
Honestly, yeah, because if they're actually stopping crime, they would have been stopped crime. Come on now, everybody has their phone. If you know somebody's going to get shot up and you're listening, do something. Don't just sit there and be like, oh, we ain't going
to
do shit.
I mean, they take a while to get to the scene of the crime in general.
For real, so.
Like, y'all hear a while back, I don't know if it's even been implemented yet, but I was listening to another show, and one person brought in a news article saying that Amazon was going to be able to recreate the voices of your loved ones who have passed so you can talk to them again.
Yeah, I heard some shit like that.
But think about how creepy that is, though.
I didn't feel too comfortable with that. I was like, I don't even know who my dead relative is.
I think it's limited to people who have actually used, like, an Amazon device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously they need to get the voice somewhere, unless they're hacking your recordings, too. But I start thinking, all the people out there that are saying hell no to this, obviously there's at least a certain amount of people that say they're down for it, you know? And these are probably the people that are probably feeling sad and bad that they couldn't, like, say goodbye when they had the chance or something.
Yeah.
You know, it goes pretty deep. But I don't know, just if I had, like, a lost cousin that used an Amazon device and I was said, like, oh, Alexa, let me talk to cousin Ricky or something. And his voice just comes out of nowhere. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
That'd be terrifying.
I would need a therapist because that's just sad.
That'd be terrifying.
What's the condition called when you can't let go of something like that? There's something, right?
Yeah, something.
Ah, whatever. Okay. So, Devon, another number.
244.
I said there's 122.
There's 122 options.
I'm sorry.
Divide that in half. Let's go with that. 244. I said there's 122 options. See, everybody, God. I tweaked and not high, but Devon really just didn't listen to my numbers.
Oh, God. Bro, I honestly thought you said it's about 248.
There's 122. Give me another one.
All right, 118.
118. All right, really pushing it. It'd be better to be deaf than blind. No, I think this is one you actually have to think about. So it's like
giving up sound or giving up sight.
Exactly. And obviously, if people try to say, which one do you use more? Well, like, obviously, I guess you see more, but
I don't think I can handle not seeing things.
Mm-hmm. It's like you grasp the concept of the world around you with both those senses. I mean, all the senses, really. But, yeah. You know, it's really a lot of sight and hearing.
Yeah.
But let's say for this one, you actually have to pick one. If you had to live with one of these senses gone, which one would it be?
I can deal without hearing. Because I can pick up sign languages.
Okay. So then
And you can communicate with the world with sign language.
But then you would never hear the luscious sound of ass cheeks clapping.
I know. And you want to know something? I actually work with somebody who doesn't speak or hear.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I actually work with him.
How does he do that?
Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to nobody.
He's just so silent that he's annoyed by everybody.
But that's the thing, because I've thought that too, but until I try to hear him say something, he can't really speak. He just makes gibberish.
Uh-huh.
But he can comprehend on, you know, like if you point like box on conveyor, he'll know, okay, I just throw this.
Yeah. Okay, damn, what the hell?
Most of the time, he will try to communicate with sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, because mostly not everybody knows sign language. People use their phones to like he'll write on their phones, and then he'll have them look at what he's saying.
Oh, I was gonna say if it's not sign language, he'll do like general language where it's like instead of the signs, he'll be like he was like box on here.
Yeah,
you know, shit like that. That'd be the best way for me to like get communication from someone like that. Because I want to learn sign language.
Yeah, sign language is really good.
Right now, thanks to Creed, I only know bullshit. All right, but anyway, okay, so, like, final decision time. You said you're good without hearing?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, sight or hearing?
Damn.
Because I think I can back up Devon a little bit, because I like to see everything. But I think I can actually live without hearing, which would kind of suck, because then music and podcasts wouldn't be a thing anymore. Well, I mean, you could read a podcast, I guess. But, I don't know, it's not the same. But I think I'd rather still be able to see.
Yeah.
Is that you too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know, like, I want to see these, like, things that are out here.
Mm-hmm. Like, sight is one of the big experiences. You know, a lot of the times you hear more people say, like, dude, you have to see this amazing place I went to. You don't really tell, no one ever really tells you, like, dude, you got to hear this awesome place I saw.
You got to hear it, man.
Like, you got to hear this place. Like, what about seeing it? No, it don't matter. You got to hear it.
I was in this fucking bathroom in this one spot.
And this one dude blew it the hell up. Side tangent. Do you Jesus, you want to tell Devon what the hell happened after we went to Fogo de Chao for Felipe's bachelor party?
I would rather not talk
about it. Can you, though?
You should.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me put this away real quick. So, everyone, you're going to have another shit story. I'm sorry.
Damn.
All right. So, Devon, this is so it's our friend Felipe's bachelor party, right? We had the plan of going to Fogo de Chao, and then we were going to go to Topgolf. So we go, we enjoy ourselves. There's some funny moments that happen during the dinner, but generally, we're just having a good time. Then, it's time to go. Obviously, all that meat and all those like sides and carbs and potatoes and shit, you need to shit. So people are going to the bathroom, we start lining up, and then at one point, it's Jesus going to a stall, me, Felipe and another one of my friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus gets into this stall, and I shit you, like, one of my friends got so scared from the noise that Jesus's ass made. He gets in there, and it's literally that fucking cartoony style fart and explosion of shit. He goes in there, and he's literally just like, oh. And me and Felipe, we're just like, oh my god. We won't even lie. We did like, we didn't even do a proper hand wash. We like quickly like soap, water, and got the hell out of there. And all of us are just waiting outside. And then Jesus still takes a decent, he doesn't take like hours, obviously. He's in there for like another 15, 20 minutes.
God damn.
And me and Felipe actually start getting worried. He was like, hey, send him a text. So I text him and I say, hey, you good? And his response is like, I'm shitting my soul out. He finally comes out.
Oh,
and this
shit.
Dude looks like he's been through hell.
Oh my god, I wish I saw your face now.
Like, you think his hair might be a little messy when he just decides to go out, bro? His, oh dude, it was, god, I was worried. I'm like, dude, you good? He's like, he didn't even give me a word answer. He just shook his head like, oh.
He came out to start with gray hair.
Dude, basically he went through a lot. You know how I'm not trying to compare it one to one, but when like a dude goes to war for looking young as hell, only goes for 4 years, comes back looking 50.
Come back looking like Abraham Lincoln.
Jesus went in looking his age, came out looking twice it. Like, bro, he had a little bit of sweat. It's not like he was dripping, but he really went through that shit. God.
What you eat?
He had a lot of meat. Dude, Fogo de Chao, you ever been, right?
I had a lot of meat.
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of meat. He had a lot of
meat. A lot of meat.
That was another point we were laughing a lot because he wanted more meat while everyone was done. Mm-hmm. And he told
the keep on going.
He told the woman, like,
you like that meat, didn't you?
He tried to tell the lady, like, oh, I want more. But she took his plate and walked away. And he just left there dumbfounded. He's like, but I wanted more.
They was like, you can't eat no more.
She came back, saw us laughing. And looking curious, we told her, like, oh, our friend over there wanted more meat. And like, oh, I thought he was done. gave him another plate. He gets more meat. I think you got, like, steak, didn't you?
Oh.
Motherfucker didn't even finish it.
You fucked yourself up,
bro. I ate most of it.
Yeah, but shit, because you had to.
Damn.
Anyway, okay. So yeah, people, that's your side shit story. Jesus shit his soul out one day. Oh, it probably hasn't come back, or else he wouldn't have burned down the hill.
God damn, that shit.
Okay, anyway, whose turn is to pick a number?
Jesus,
pick a random number.
69.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised that wasn't your first choice. You should wash your bedding once a week.
I feel like it should be more than that.
More than once a week?
I feel like it should be twice. Well, for me, it should be twice.
Uh-huh.
Because I work in a dirty environment. I work in Amazon.
Okay.
So I'm around dirty boxes and there's dirt air flying all over me. So my clothes is always dirty.
Dirty box.
You don't shower as soon as you get home, though?
Yes, I do. Oh, okay. My goodness.
Everything is dirty for him because...
Answer the question!
He ain't got nobody to listen to. Listen. I'm dirty,
Dan. No, I thought you were gonna say I'm dirty, Dan.
I'm dirty, Dan.
All right, answer. Washing bedding once a week.
I think so.
Once a week is at least the minimum, I would say. No, because then you got people like Devon that say like twice a week because he said his environment is dirty as hell.
I don't have like a what's it called, a washing machine available, so I have to like go to a laundromat. And I'm always at work.
So just the fact that you can't just conveniently do it at home means that you are limited to once a week. If you had a washer at home, let's say this is your situation. You had a washer dryer at home. Would it be once a week or would you actually wash it more?
Yeah.
How many times more?
I would probably wash it every single time I use it.
I don't know why. I knew that would actually be your answer.
That's a lot of quarters.
No, but I'm saying his situation is he has a washer dryer at home.
Yeah.
That he would wash it every day. But since he's limited to his coinage, you know, it's got to be once. All right. You know, that's fair. I think, yeah, at the very least, the minimum should be once a week. But I'm not even going to lie. If it were up to me, I probably wouldn't do it just because I'd be lazy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
New number. Devon.
129.
I said there's 122. There's 122 takes, bro.
He's at 129.
Jesus.
Oh, God. 100.
God damn you. Extroverts get further in life.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
They develop.
They talk more about their life.
They develop a social.
A social life.
A social. They get really good at that.
But what if you're talking about that those communication skills really help get you connections? It doesn't happen all the time. I know that, but...
But nowadays, you can work from home. You can do anything from home.
It's true.
So you can find opportunities faster than people going out all the time because you're always on the internet looking for something.
Everyone's out there getting high and drunk while you're staying indoors building up your business.
And getting high.
Yep. I mean, yeah, you can. Like, no matter what Devon's doing, he's getting high somewhere. There's a blunt. There's never not a blunt like 2 inches away from Devon.
I'm trying to be the next Snoop Dogg, I promise you.
I don't think you're going to make it.
Nah, bro, I'm not.
I mean, think about it. Snoop Dogg said he was only ever outsmoked by Willie Nelson.
Who is legendary. Like, that's fucking nuts, bro.
Like, imagine if Willie Nelson or Snoop Dogg comes up to you and says, hey, you wanna have a session? You'll probably be nervously saying yes because you know you might not make it out of there.
I know I will not be. I know when I'm done with the session with them, I'm not going to be the same person.
Devon feels like he's an ethereal.
I'm a philosopher.
He comes out with wild Einstein looking gray hair with a full on beard with a Swedish accent. He was Swedish, right?
Willie, he was.
Yeah, like Swedish accent, and he started talking about physics and all this shit. Like, Devon, what the hell happened to you? I have seen the other side.
I have seen.
Because Snoop Dogg gave him a golden blunt.
Oh my goodness, bro.
I mean, I've heard he rolls up some really big fucking ones.
And oh, yes, there are golden ones with the golden leaf.
I mean, yeah. I know that.
They're expensive, though.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg would have some. Doesn't he have someone that he pays to actually roll up his blunts? Like, this dude doesn't even roll up his own.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about having so much money that you decide, you know what? I know I'm not that good at rolling. So I'm going to hire someone to do it. Devon wouldn't hire someone.
But the thing is, Snoop Dogg is good at rolling.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Him and Wiz Khalifa, they have smoke-offs. Obviously, Wiz lose most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, he already lost a bunch of times against Snoop as it is.
I mean, it's Snoop, obviously.
I would love to smoke with him. Like, him, Willie Nelson, and Wiz Khalifa. I would love to smoke with him. Mm.
That whole room wouldn't even be visible.
For real,
bro. Someone will open the door and get an instant contact high because of all the smoke that's just going to burst out.
Because it's funny because you know Snoop is going to bring Cheech and Chong in there. And they...
They're also pretty legendary when it comes to weed.
Yes, they are, bro.
I mean, dude, they got names like Cheech and Chong.
They actually got weed named after them, too.
I do not... I'm not surprised at that.
They actually have weed named after them.
Does Snoop Dogg have weed named after him?
I'm not sure.
I feel like he should.
He probably does. Brand. He has his own champagne or wine, whatever.
He's got his own everything. You get up there, you got your own everything. The Rock has his own freaking energy drink. He's got his own tequila.
Mike Tyson has his own weed.
Wait, isn't The Rock getting sued right now or something?
Sued? For what?
For what?
I don't know. I saw somewhere that apparently he did something. I don't remember.
The only news about The Rock in recent time is that a lot of his movies are just bombing. And it seems that he's pretty desperate for a next hit. Like, I mean...
Because he fucked up with Black Adam.
Yes, he did. It's like...
Because of him, we cannot have Shazam versus Black Adam because of that.
Yeah, yep. It's because they always say that any project he's a part of, ever since he got so big, is that he tries to run the project himself. He's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Universal Studios tried to really start their MonsterVerse? And it had to start with The Mummy... But it tanked because of the movie we got was the one that Tom Cruise wanted to show.
Yeah.
Like, people, I haven't watched it myself, but people said that. Sorry, guys, there's a siren. Listen.
No, it's not. It's an ambulance.
And it has a siren on top.
No, it doesn't.
No, yeah, but Sounds Tom Cruise really took control of that movie because even though I haven't seen it, they said that The Mummy, which is, you know, the title of the movie and it's supposed to be the big bad that they have to stop. Is hardly ever on screen.
Yeah.
So.
There was a new mummy movie?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was him versus like some female mummy.
Yeah, and the female, like the design looked good.
Yeah, she looked it real good. But just, apparently, I haven't seen it.
But it's just the fact that it tanked because Tom Cruise really turned it into a movie about him. Because of, you know, he's like The Rock. He wants to be the main focus. Like, when I found out, did you guys know that The Rock, Jason Statham and Vin Diesel, right, when it came to, I mean, obviously for any of their contracts, but whenever they're in a fight, they are not allowed to lose.
Yeah.
Like, they actually put it in their contract that they are not allowed to lose a fight. And then I thought about that, like, there's no way that's true. But then you look at any type of their movies, and it's like, so I guess it doesn't really count when Jason Statham knocked, like blew up The Rock through a window, because he technically didn't lose because he was saving his partner at the time. Like, he was saving one of his friends. So that didn't count as a loss. When The Rock and Jason Statham were fighting in the prison, right, trying to escape, it ended in a tie because they were interrupted. Vin Diesel's never lost any of his fights he was in the Fast and Furious movies. So these dudes just have a massive ego because they don't want to lose on screen.
You want to know something? I think Queen Latifah have like a same thing, but the thing is about her characters can never die. Like her, really? Yes, like it's an actual thing. Have you noticed each movie that Queen Latifah in, no matter what it is, her character would never die?
I mean, but has she ever really been in a movie where her character would be in a situation to die? Isn't she in a lot of rom-coms and shit?
Yeah, she is. I think there was like one movie, it was like a drama movie, I cannot remember what it was, but she got into a car and the car blew up.
Oh, and she survived.
But she survived.
Because I happen to think about any serious stuff that she's been in, because she had the guest appearance on Fresh Prince, which obviously wouldn't count. And then she was in Taxi, which is just a comedy.
I actually like that movie.
Dude, I love Taxi.
I saw that as a kid.
Barbershop, that's just a comedy. I love
Barbershop. It's funny.
Yeah, like anything she's been in is pretty like lighthearted and funny. So it's kind of weird that she would have a thing about, oh, I'm not allowed to die.
I'm trying to crack my neck. Ooh.
Hell yeah.
What was that?
My neck crack. What you
Damn.
Mean? And I'm dead. That's weird. Like,
that's going to do it for this part. Make sure you're following the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss part two. In there, we're going to get into some eye-opening events that have happened to us that really made us change our perspective on how things were going in our lives. You won't want to miss that. So remember, life is too short to not have a good laugh. Stay weird, stay wacky, and stay safe. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Later.